Jeff Blankman joined here today by Blaze Gunderson again with the, wanted to say the Kemper Knight, former Kemper Knight, Blaze Gunderson out here, of course, with the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Blaze, congratulations. Really good win for you guys today against Purdue. You moved to 5-3 on the season. What's this one feel like?
It feels great. We had a great week of preparation, had a really good week of practice, and so it feels great to go out in the field and get it done.
So I know today you were in on a sack. You had a tackle, I think, right away when you came in here today. Got a hand on a pass as well. Talk about the defensive performance for you and for the team.
Yeah, so it was a really fun performance. The D-line, we rotated in. We had some great plays. It was a good effort by us. Obviously, some stuff to improve, but we did what we wanted to do and limited to a small amount of points. So it was good for us to get a field goal block, too. We've been mm-hmm. itching to get one of those. So it was also cool to see Q return it for a touchdown. So it was a good win from us.
Talk about the momentum that gave you guys there right away, because, you know, you turn it over right away to start the third quarter. They look like they may get something. But this defense that you guys are on, you guys have, the last 2 weeks especially, been turning it over deep in your own territory, and then you mm-hmm. guys have been making the stops.
Yeah, so that's kind of an emphasis for us. You know, when something goes bad, how are we going to respond? Mm-hmm. So I think that kind of defines our character and who we are as a defense. So we got to continue to step up in those moments. So, you know what I mean? If we have a turnover in our own 20 or something, we got to go out there and force a field goal, and best case scenario, force a field goal block. So we've been taking pride in that and just focusing on what we can do better.
What's the difference for this defense this year? Is it just the flying around? Is it the system? Is it a combination of things?
Yeah, I think the secondary is playing on an elite level. I think all the coaches are doing a great job of making sure their players are doing their job. But from the players, I think we're flying around. And Coach White, you know, preaches that, you know, the X's and O's may not be always right, but as long as we're flying around playing with our hat on fire, you know, we're gonna be in a good spot on defense.
It seems like this defensive system fits you really well as well. Yeah. Enjoying this?
Yeah, it's fun to move around. It's fun to do a lot of positions, so I'm having a lot of fun with it.
So let's talk about that block punt here a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Take me through that play. How'd that one kind of develop in your brain?
Illinois?
Yeah, the Illinois. Yeah.
So we didn't really expect them to do a roll punt all week. They were kind of just a standalone operation. He rolled out. I think he was trying to fake it or something on their own. I think they're on their own 30 or something. So it was a little weird, but I was just running at the punter, and I thought he was going to try and, like, truck me or something. So I was going ready to light him up. And then last second, he tries to punt it, and it hits me in, like, the shin or something. So it was a good play, and it was fun to be out there.
What's been the biggest enjoyment for you this season? Getting a lot more time, special teams, and also on the defensive side. You guys are having the success. What's been the most fun part of it for you?
Definitely winning, to start with that. But no, just getting to know these guys, man. We have a lot of new guys on this team, a lot of new personalities. You know, Coach Rule did a great job of trying to intertwine us in the offseason. But, you know, during the season, you go through so much. And so it's cool to continue to get to know these guys.
Do you feel like you've had to take on a little bit of a leadership role in a way, being one of the guys that's been around here for a while, now graduated officially?
Yeah, for sure. Taking a leadership role, making sure things are the right way. Garrett Nelson, Caleb Tanner kind of, you know, guided me towards that path. And Jamari's also doing a great job of that. So just trying to be a leader every day and showing the young guys the right way.
So you've graduated already. What's the future hold for you with that? And congratulations, by the way, on getting that through. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to apply for to be a part of a master's program. So I'm excited to do that. I'm looking into that now. So that's kind of the next step for me. I'm taking classes towards it right now.
Blaze, I got to ask, Kemper's made it into the quarterfinals with as busy as you are. Do you get a chance to follow that at all?
Yeah, so I saw the game. I think their first playoff game when Brock, you know, they had a good game, got the win. So it was good to see that Brock got the win, and that whole team. It's good to see them guys doing a great job. So been proud of how they've been working. I really wish I could get back to a game.
I tell you what, man, I congratulate you on all the successes out here, and
Thank
we appreciate you,
so
you joining us
I
here
appreciate
today.
You guys coming. Thank you.